This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
He'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American, I suspect you are because you're listening to this radio show. And a lot of things going on. Now, in the last hour, we had to cut it off, but President Emmanuel Macron, the French president, is speaking before a joint session of Congress right now. And we are going to go back to it because his words are very inspiring, and it's his time to be. I've got to tell you, he's impressive. Here we go.
In this noble chamber, we, elected officials, all share the responsibility to demonstrate that democracy remains the best answer to the questions and doubts that are raised today. Even if the foundations of our progress are disrupted, we must stand firmly and fight to make our principles prevail. But we bear another responsibility inherited from our collective history. Today, the international community needs to step up our game and build the 21st century world order based on the perennial principles we established together after World War II. The rule of law, the fundamental values on which we secured peace for 70 years, are now questioned by urgent issues that require our joint action. Together, with our international allies and partners, we are facing inequalities created by globalization, threats to the planet, our common good, attacks on democracy through the rise of liberalism, and the destabilization of our international community by new powers and criminal states. All these risks aggrieve our citizens. Both in the United States and in Europe, we are living in a time of anger and fear because of this current global threats. But these feelings do not build anything. You can play with fears and angers for a time, but they do not construct anything. Anger only freezes and weakens us. And as Franklin Delano Roosevelt said during his first inaugural speech, the only thing we have to fear, it is fear itself. Therefore, let me say we have two possible ways ahead. We can choose isolationism, withdrawal, and nationalism. This is an option. It can be tempting to us as a temporary remedy to our fears. But closing the door to the world will not stop the evolution of the world. It will not douse but inflame the fears of our citizens. We have to keep our eyes wide open to the new risks right in front of us. I'm convinced that if we decide to open our eyes wider, we will be stronger. We will overcome the dangers. We will not let the rampaging work of extreme nationalism shake a world full of hopes for greater prosperity. It is a critical moment. If we do not act with urgency as a global community, I am convinced that the international institutions, including the United Nations and NATO, will no longer be able to exercise a mandate and stabilizing influence. We would then inevitably and severely undermine the liberal order we built after World War II. Other powers with a stronger strategy and ambition will then fill the void we would leave empty. Other powers will not hesitate one second to advocate their own model to shape the 21st century world order. Personally, if you ask me, I do not share the fascination for new strong powers, the abandonment of freedom, and the illusion of nationalism. Therefore, distinguished members of the Congress, let us push them aside, write our own history, and birth the future we want. We have to shape our common answers to the global threats that we are facing. The only option then is to strengthen our cooperation. We can build the 21st century world order based on a new breed of multilateralism, based on a more effective, accountable, and results-oriented multilateralism, a strong multilateralism. This requires, more than ever, the United States' involvement as your role was decisive for creating and safeguarding today's free world. The United States is the one who invented this multilateralism. You are the one now who has to help to preserve and reinvent it. This strong multilateralism will not outshine our national cultures and national identities. It is exactly the other way around. A strong multilateralism will allow our cultures and identities to be respected, to be protected, and to flourish freely together. Why? Because precisely our own cultures is based on both sides of the Atlantic, on this unique taste for freedom, on this unique attachment for liberty and peace. This strong multilateralism is the unique option compatible with our nations, our cultures, our identities. With the US president, with the support of every 535 members of this joint session representing the whole American nation, we can actively contribute together to building the 21st century world order for our people. The United States and Europe have a historical role in this respect because it is the only way to defend what we believe in, to promote our universal values, to express strongly that human rights, the rights of minorities, and shared liberty are the true answer to the disorders of the world. I believe in these rights and values. I believe that against ignorance, we have education. Against inequalities, development. Against cynicism, trust and good faith. Against fanaticism, culture. Against disease and epidemics, medicine. Against the threats on the planet, science. I believe in concrete action. I believe the solutions are in our hands. I believe in the liberation of the individual and in the freedom and responsibility of everyone to build their own lives and pursue happiness. I believe in the power of intelligently regulated market economies. We are experiencing the positive impact of our current economic globalization with innovations, with jobs creations. We see, however, the abuses of globalized capitalism and digital disruptions, which jeopardize the stability of our economies and democracies. I believe facing these challenges requires the opposite of massive deregulation and extreme nationalism. Commercial war is not the proper answer to these evolutions. We need a free and fair trade, for sure. A commercial war opposing allies is not consistent with our mission, with our history, with our current commitments for global security. At the end of the day, it will destroy jobs, increase prices, and the middle class will have to pay for it. I believe we can build the right answers to legitimate concerns regarding trade imbalances, excesses, and overcapacities by negotiating through the World Trade Organization and building cooperative solutions. We wrote these rules. We should follow them. I believe we can address our citizens' concerns regarding privacy and personal data. The recent Facebook's hearings highlighted the necessity to preserve our citizens' digital rights all over the world and protect their confidence in today's digital tools of life. The European Union passed a new regulation for data protection. I believe the United States and the European Union should cooperate to find the right balance between innovation and ethics, and harness the best of today's revolutions in digital data and artificial intelligence. I believe facing inequalities should push us to improve policy coordination within the G20 to reduce financial speculation and create mechanisms to protect the middle class interests. Because our middle classes are the backbone of our democracies.
Did you hear that, Jerry Brown? Even the French get it.
I believe in building a better future for our children, which requires offering them a planet that is still habitable in 25 years.
Let's not get too far afoot here, buddy.
Some people think that securing current industries and their jobs is more urgent than transforming our economies to meet the global challenge of climate change. I hear these concerns. But we must find a smooth transition to a low-carbon economy.
See, he's even... He's even drunk the Kool-Aid here on carbon. Maybe he doesn't understand carbon.
Because what is the meaning of our life, really, if we work and live destroying the planet while sacrificing the future of our children? What is the meaning of our life if our decision, our conscious decision, is to reduce the opportunities for our children or grandchildren?
He's not getting too much of a response on the Republican side of things. The Democrats are all standing and cheering, but Republicans are kind of like, not so much. He's too far afoot here.
By polluting the oceans, not mitigating CO2 emissions, and destroying our biodiversity, we are killing our planet. Let us face it. There is no planet B.
That's a nice line, but we need to stop the geoengineering with all the chemtrailing. That probably might be the first order of business. Why isn't he talking about that?
On this issue, it may happen we have disagreements between the United States and France. It may happen. Like in old families. But that's, for me, a short-term disagreement. On the long run, we will have to face the same realities, and we're just citizens of the same planet. So we will have to face it. So beyond some short-term disagreements, we have to work together. With business leaders and local communities, let us work together in order to make our planet great again and create new jobs and new opportunities while safeguarding our Earth.
By the way, this is a speech he's doing in part extemporaneously. There are no teleprompters here. He's got a speech in front of him on the podium.
And I'm sure one day the United States will come back and join the Paris Agreement. And I'm sure...
Let's hope not. See, this is the other side of Macron. You know, he's gotten too far afield here on too many things. The one world order globalist business. The Paris Agreement. Of course, the left is going apoplectic over there in the...
And I'm sure we can work together to fulfill with you the ambitions of the Global Compact on the environment. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe in democracy. Many of our forebears were slain for the cause of freedom and human rights. With the great inheritance they gave us comes the responsibility to continue their mission in this new century and to preserve the perennial values handed to us. And I assure that today's unprecedented innovations in science and technology remain in the service of liberty and in the preservation of our planet for the next generations. To protect our democracies, we have to fight against the ever-growing virus of fake news, which exposes our people to irrational fear and imaginary risks.
See, he's singling out CNN. Can you? And MSNBC and ABC and CBS. Good for you, Macron. Fake news.
And let me attribute the fair copyright for this expression, fake news, especially here. Without reason, without truth, there is no real democracy, because democracy is about true choices and rational decisions. The corruption of information is an attempt to corrode the very spirit of our democracies. We also have to fight against the terrorist propaganda that spreads out its fanaticism on the internet. It has a gripping influence on some of our citizens and children. I want this fight to be part of our bilateral commitment, and we discuss with your president the importance of such an agenda. I want this fight to be part of the J7 agenda because, here again, it deeply harms our rights and shared values. The terrorist threat is even more dangerous when it is combined with the nuclear proliferation threat. We must therefore be stricter than ever with countries seeking to acquire the nuclear bomb.
Well, we're going to break away here. Kind of an interesting speech that he's made here. He comes out and plays upon everybody's emotional strings. This is going back to the second hour before the news. And talks about our history, which is very, very strong history, but it's very, very impactful. And then he slips into the globalist thing. And, of course, some of the things in Europe mean differently than what they mean here, like this comments about nationalism. And if you've ever been to Europe, you might understand what he's talking about, is that the nationalistic feelings that resonated from Nazism and things like that is what he's referring to. It has a different inference than what it has here, of course, in American nationalism. Anyway, which we're going to still promote openly and blatantly on this radio show, you exceptional Americans, as an example. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Talk Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present and the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Well, there are just so many things going on here. I'm not going to do that. We screwed up our schedule with the Macron thing. I do want to say it's kind of interesting watching a European from France. Now, if you've not been to France and you've never been to Europe, it's and most Americans haven't, so. I guess I can relay a few things to you, though. Keep this in mind, that they have had major issues over the last 100 years with these varying philosophies about religion, first of all. I mean, the whole thing about European history and Western civilization and the collision that has gone on in Europe and in Asia and all that stuff over the last 500-600 years. Let's go back to 1492. What was the impetus about Cristobal Colom coming to the New World and discovering the New World, known as, of course, North America, Central America, and South America? That's the New World, because nobody remember the Earth was the dogma coming out of the church was the Earth is flat. They never even thought about the Earth being round, because every place where you would walk upon the planet at the time, well, it perceived was flat. I mean, you had hills and you had oceans, but even the ocean was flat, just continuous flat. And, of course, at some point in time, you'd fall off the end of the earth. And so nobody ever thought about going, well, west from Europe. I mean, that was just the way it was. So that's the kind of world, the medieval world. How can you lump up history into one thing with Western civilization in Europe? But my point is, as a reference, that Europe, with these countries, independent nation states, are all very small relative to the United States of America. I mean, they really are. I mean, you can crisscross Europe in 6 hours in driving. Now, imagine if you've got these nation states like Germany, which, by the way, were at the end of the 1800s, was nothing more than a gaggle of a whole bunch of county states, and ultimately to be unified as starting to become a nation prior to World War One. Now imagine these counties and this nation coming together and forming an army in a very small, confined continent with a bunch of other nation states like France and Belgium and Poland and Czechoslovakia. And you see what I'm saying is that in Spain and Portugal, of course, that was the continent for the most part, and Italy and Switzerland. Anyway, these were very, very small countries, but these countries often, especially with Germany, man, they had an industrialized military might that was incredible that they developed in World War II and actually World War I. And we had the first World War, and there's a lot of reasons behind this. A lot of it has to do with Islam. Hello. And same with all the other empires that preceded it. I'm really shortening a lot of stuff here, but I wanted to get to the point about smallness. But anyway, so you had Germany that became a military might under the notion of what's called nationalism. So what I'm saying here is that with Macron, not making excuses for his globalist notions, those are clear. And, of course, we stand adamantly 110% opposed to this, and so does Donald Trump, by the way, and the whole climate thing going on out there, he does not support Donald Trump. So, no, we're not going to get back to the Paris Peace Accords or Paris Climate Accords. That's not going to happen. But I want to get into his notion of nationalism because I think it's really important and relevant and salient to our discussion here about nationalism in the United States of America, which was so hardly attempted to have been destroyed by the Obama administration. Everything about America is bad and distasteful and disgusting, and we are vulgar warmongers. And, of course, it was he was the warmonger over the last 8 years, my God, with terrorism and terror financing and so on. We have this worldwide terrorist problem now because of his creation. We have to own this. Macron doesn't get that most of the people in the United States now understand or are starting to come on to the fact that it was Obama and Hillary Clinton and their policies that brought us all this world of terror that we have now. Working in conjunction with those members in the United Nations, the globalists. Hello? So Macron and the French are all divvied up and sunk into this whole thing that nationalism is evil because it leads to, you know, isolationism in their mind. I think that he's got a completely different mindset about what nationalism means to Europe as what it means to us. Because when nationalism thrived in Europe, it always ends badly in wars. And that's a fact. That's the world. Listen, if you go to Europe and you start to look at the lay of the land and travel through France and you travel through Germany and you travel through Spain and you travel through some of these countries that were war-torn in World War II, the devastation you realize is complete. It's obliterated the whole continent. Now, it's rebuilt and everything, but, I mean, it is absolutely stunning the magnitude of the destructive power of World War II on the European continent. That's my point. Now, with that in mind, that's where he comes in. See, nationalism always led to evil things, such as what happened with World War II and then the Cold War. That's his point. Now, with us, with nationalism, we've seen our own nationalism or national pride, if you will, in the United States of America, damaged badly by a president who had evil intents on destroying our nationalism and making us look bad in the world. And we have pushed back against that, and now we have a newer sense of nationalism with Donald Trump and sense of pride in ourselves, which is good. on television. It's absolutely American exceptionalism is a fact. Now, here's the problem with the world stage. The world stage is going to have to live with us as exceptional Americans, because we are exceptional Americans. America is the exceptional one place on the planet, more so than any other place. Now, we have been far afield in many cases of the wars and other things like that, especially the last 8 years, and actually the last since 1990 in particular. Because remember, it was the collapse of communism in 1989 when the wall first came down, and then in 91 when Russia collapsed, the Soviet Union collapsed, that gave the world great hope for the future. That these totalitarians and their totalitarian economies and the totalitarian mindset was suddenly breaking out in democratic republics all around the world. It was stunning, and there was great hope. And then we got Bill Clinton, which set the stage for, of course, George Bush, the younger, and then set this in all the shenanigans of a new world order from George Bush the senior. Then it gave rise to Bill Clinton, then George the younger, and then so on, now Barack Obama. So over those last 20, 30 years, we've been really looked upon negatively around the world as a warmongering country, which is what it looks like we have been. We have to own that. And with our own investigations, with other people, we've realized that we actually were part of the problem in terror financing. And that is, of course, something that we cannot tolerate. And neither can Donald Trump. And he's not. Now, the left that created all that is now under siege in a big way. They thought that they could run roughshod over this nation, and they can't. It's not the same left that we knew back in Kennedy's days. It's not the same Democratic. It's really a cabal of communist socialists who want the world order to be less nationalistic as we would know it, but more nationalistic as they would know it. Communism is here on our shores, and they're being confronted right now by the new rise in American nationalism, which is the yin and yang will go. It's going to strengthen the rest of the world against this totalitarian mindset of Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels and Adolf Hitler and the religions that foster this sort of thing. Anyway, more to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. I just had to get that off my chest about Macron. He's a globalist. Let's not forget that, even though there is a bromance that's brewing. We'll be back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Interesting. Macron, I had to do a little bit of an explanation. You know, when you have a situation and it develops, as, you know, like we have right now, what is the one world order supposed to look like? What is the world supposed to look like? What is, you know, what is it going to be? Is it going to be a situation in which we're going to have a whole bunch of immigrants and migratory human beings coming in and renationalizing countries? Is that the philosophy that we want? Or do we want a nationalistic philosophy from a freedom-loving people like we'd find in the United States of America projecting around the world? Or do we want this so-called immigration policies that promote chaos in the world that we find at the One World Order, folks? They're break down borders, barriers, right? I mean, which one do we want? I mean, if we eliminate our country, what's to replace it? Well, I'll tell you, that's the question we Americans have been asking. We saw got a good glimpse of that over the last 8 years, and now we're getting a good glimpse in California, right? Is this the new world order that they want, the replacement ideology? Get rid of white people and Caucasians from California, or citizen, or black and Mexican citizens of California, citizens of the United States, with all colors gone because you are a citizen of the United States, because you know you're the evil ones, because it was clearly the Founding Fathers. If you believe in the tenets of the Founding Father and you believe in the Constitution, you've taken the oath of the Constitution, you're American citizens, let's say, and that's you. You're the embodiment of the American Constitution Declaration. But you see, that's a false premise, because guess what? They were evil white slaveholders who wrote those documents. So therefore, that leads to, you know, white privilege, white guilt, because they were the evil ones. That's the critical race theory thing going on there. And that's what is a polarizing agent here in the United States of America right now. That's what we have to resist. That's what the battleground is all about. It's either, you know, critical race theory, that anybody who holds on to the truths written in the Constitution and Declaration of Independence, you're a racist, you're a bigot, because you believe in what those evil white men who wrote those documents are all about. And you have white privilege, even though you're Mexican, even though you're black and you're an American citizen. Get it? So citizenship in America, the United States, is evil, period. And all of you Americans, we're evil. Doesn't matter what color or skin you are, we are evil. That's the way the interpretation is. That's playing out in California, guys. And part of that, of course, is to replace all Americans in California. That's a big thing, right? We want to replace all Americans in California and destroy your citizenship. That's what we have.
And Fox News contributor Tommy Lahren. Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Morning.
I'm good. How are you
good.
Guys?
We're great. Thank you. Just wanted to go over some of the news today and get your opinion. The first one we want to talk to you about is that immigrant caravan. It has finally arrived at the California-Mexico border. Several busloads arrived there. And you have this news anchor for Univision. His name is Enrique Acevedo. And he says this about the caravan.
The caravan was never going to cross into the U.S. from the beginning. The plan was to reach the border and request asylum, and that is perfectly legal. Suggesting that this group of immigrants was going to drive across the border Mad Max style, as the president did, is simply not true. We're not facing a national security crisis. We're facing a humanitarian crisis.
So he defends them on Martha's show last night and says what they're doing is legal. What's your opinion?
Even if they are planning to stop at the border and seek asylum, here is the cold, hard truth that the Democrats and the left don't want you to understand, and that is we cannot afford to import poverty. We have enough of our own. We understand that these people want to get into this country, and like I've said before, if I wasn't in this country, I'd want to get in too. But the fact is we can't afford to let everybody in this country that simply wants to come in this country. We have to have merit-based immigration. We have to look at who's coming in, and we have to be selective. A lot of these folks coming in are largely unskilled and uneducated. They're coming into our country. We've already got an illegal immigration crisis. We need to pay attention to who's coming and who's knocking at the door. That's the cold, hard truth, and it might not make the left feel good, but it's the truth.
All right, so we've got those two bus fulls apparently going to ask for asylum. But Tommy, you know, the group of over 1,000 has splintered. Who knows how many may have tried to cross the border illegally, might already be here.
That's the problem with a porous border, is that we don't know who is able to get in, who is not. That's why building the wall is so important, making sure we have an immigration policy that is enforced and that works to make sure we know who's coming into this country, how long they're staying, we're able to track them once they're here. Whether they're asylum seekers, they're immigrants, what have you, we need to know who's coming into our country. There is nothing intolerant about that. That's called national security.
Absolutely. Well, Tommy, on another topic, your favorite reporter gave an interview, I'm just kidding, Jim Acosta gave an interview yesterday with Variety, talked about voters and gave us an input into his mindset. Take a listen to what Jim Acosta said.
The problem is that people around the country don't know it's an act. They're not in on the act, and they take what he says very seriously, and they take attacks from Sean Spicer and Sarah Sanders and what they do to us on a daily basis very seriously. They don't have all their faculties in some cases. Their elevator might not hit all floors.
So they don't have all their faculties. They're just not smart enough, Tommy.
I never get tired of the leftist mainstream media insulting Trump voters, because it makes it even easier for us to go back in 2020 and reelect him. The more they tell us that we're stupid, the more we're going to go back and vote for Donald Trump. So thank you for the boost. And I would caution the leftist mainstream media, because I know that they want to see a Democrat take it in 2020. So let's have a cautionary tale from one Hillary Clinton, who called us a basket of deplorables and also insulted our intelligence. How did that work out for Hillary?
Well, I don't know. It didn't work out too well now, did it? Tommy Lahren. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
Oh, and welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We are just, the fun is just beginning here at Agenda 21. I know the show is over for today, but you can get us on podcast and listen to your heart's content. We surely appreciate your listenership. Really, we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. And also, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. And, yes, MyPillow. MyPillow. Promo code AGENDA. I'm serious. Every night I go to sleep now, because I have sleep apnea, I sleep like an angel. I sleep like a baby. I'm not a little angel, of course. I'm just kidding. Anyway, MyPillow, if you want a really, really good night's sleep, they have a 4-for-1 special right now. That special is 2 small pillows and 2 large pillows. And you can get them by design. When you call in, they're going to give you an interview thing you got to fill out so that they understand what your pillow is all about. So they can, or what your pillow needs are, and so that they can adjust it and make the pillow fashion for your head and neck. It's wonderful. Anyway, MyPillow, 800-266-4715, 800-266-4715, code word AGENDA. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I really want to appreciate, all your listeners out there. Please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. That's paul@a21r.com. And also, agenda21radio.news and newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, the state of the future. 51st state, New California. Anyway, like I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. stay strong. Our nationalism is okay. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.